On this episode of The Big Success Show, the mid-year reset every achiever needs.
Big Success with the Professor and Mary Lynn.
A few weeks ago, Mary Lynn and I were driving to visit some friends. Like most people, we had the GPS guiding us. Everything was going perfectly, that is, until I missed a turn.
Oh boy.
Yes, oh boy is right. The GPS didn't criticize me, though. It didn't say, George, you should have paid more attention. What it did say was, recalculating, recalculating, recalculating.
Yeah, and a few seconds later, we had a new route. No guilt, no shame, no lecture. Just a better path based on where we actually were.
Now, as we kept driving, I realized something. We don't think a thing about changing directions when we're driving. But when it comes to our lives, it's a whole different story. Many achievers believe that once they've committed to a goal, they have to stick with it no matter what, even if life changes, even if they change.
And maybe you felt it too. A goal that once energized you feels heavy now. And you wonder, what's wrong with me? Have I lost my motivation?
Maybe not. Maybe you've simply outgrown the goal. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today.
Welcome to the Big Success Show, where we help you create the life you want. Hi, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm George, the professor.
If you're entering this second half of the year feeling discouraged because your goals don't excite you the way they once did, don't assume you've lost your drive. Sometimes the smartest thing you can do as an achiever isn't to push harder. It's to pause long enough to make sure that you're still headed toward the life you truly want. And that's what a mid-year reset is all about. In this episode, we're going to explore one of the biggest mistakes achievers make, why resetting your goals often trumps just pushing harder, and how to finish the year strong. So let's dive into one of the biggest mistakes achievers make.
Yeah, so now think all the way back to January. You made the best plans you could with what you knew at the time. Since then, life has given you new experiences, new challenges, and new insights.
So why not see if your goals still fit? One of the biggest mistakes achievers make is believing that changing a goal means giving up on it. And it absolutely doesn't mean that. Successful people don't just stick with an outdated plan. At Big Success, one thing that we like to say people do is adapt.
Yeah, businesses adjust strategies. Pilots change course around storms. Investors rebalance their portfolios. GPS systems recalculate the routes, as I've learned.
Recalculate. Especially when you're driving.
Oh, I see. It's always my fault.
But going back to what the professor was saying about adjusting, why shouldn't you? Changing direction isn't a sign of failure. It's actually wisdom. Don't keep asking yourself, can I force myself to keep doing this?
No, try asking a different question. Does this goal fit the life I'm trying to build? Those are two very different questions.
Those are. And that really leads us into why resetting your goals is much better than just pushing harder. At Big Success, we believe success isn't about accomplishing more goals. It's about accomplishing the right goals. And here's a big insight we've shared before. You can spend years climbing the ladder only to discover it's leaning against the wrong wall.
So I'm getting higher, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why we encourage people to step back and take a look at the whole picture, your personal life, your professional life, and your financial life. When those areas support each other, life becomes simpler, decisions become easier, progress becomes more meaningful.
That's exactly what our Life Map course is designed to help you do. Instead of chasing disconnected goals, you build one clear roadmap for the life you truly want. And learn more at lifemapcourse.com. And the middle of the year is a wonderful time to ask yourself whether your current roadmap still reflects your destination, or whether it's time for a thoughtful recalculation.
Recalculation. And as you reflect on the first half of the year, it's important to remember that not every goal deserves the same response. Some still fit perfectly within your life plan. Others need to be adjusted. And a few may have simply run their course. And one of the healthiest habits successful people develop along the way is learning to tell the difference.
So how do we finish the year strong? We're at mid-year here. The year isn't over yet. You still have plenty of time to make meaningful progress.
Too many people look back at the first half of the year and focus on everything that they didn't accomplish.
Well, successful people do something different. They look at the lessons they've learned and ask how those lessons can help them make better decisions during the months ahead.
The first half of the year gave you valuable information. The second half gives you an opportunity to apply it. That doesn't mean trying to improve every area of your life all at once. In fact, that's one of the quickest ways to become overwhelmed again. Instead, choose one priority that will make the biggest difference.
When you're clear about what matters most, everything else becomes easier to organize around it. That's why having a life map matters so much, because it helps ensure your goals continue serving your life instead of your life serving your goals. And that brings us to this episode's big assignment from the professor.
Set aside 30 minutes sometime this week. Grab a notebook and create three columns. Keep is column one, column two, adjust, and column three, release. Now, review your current goals. Write down the goals that still excite you under keep. List the goals that need a new strategy or timeline under adjust, and then under release, write down the goals that you've been carrying with you out of guilt, habit, or someone else's expectations. Finally, circle just one goal that deserves your very best attention for the rest of the year. Not three, not five, just one. Then ask yourself, what's the next small step I can take this week?
Write your answer somewhere that you're going to see it every day, and then start taking one small step toward it.
Now, Mary Lynn, Neil Armstrong took one giant leap. Remember that?
One giant leap for mankind.
That's right. Well, big success rarely comes from one giant leap. More often, it's built through small, intentional choices made consistently over time.
That brings us to today's big takeaway.
A mid-year reset isn't about starting over. It's about moving forward with greater wisdom.
Don't measure yourself by whether you've stayed on the same path. Measure yourself by whether you're becoming the person you want to be. Sometimes the smartest thing you can do is step back and recalculate.
Recalculate. Because changing direction isn't quitting. It's navigating. And it leads to big success.
If today's episode encouraged you to pause, reflect, and recalculate. We'd love to continue that journey with you. Join our free Big Success newsletter at bigsuccess.com/join for practical ideas, encouragement, and tools to help you create the life you want, one intentional step at a time. Next time, have you ever wondered why some people earn more and still don't feel any freer? We'll explore what may be the biggest difference between building wealth and building freedom. Be sure to follow the Big Success Show on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
And we thank you for listening. Until next time, here's to your big success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.